our buddy Matt Jameson from the Clear Thoughts Foundation. And Saturday night is the big Monte Carlo Casino night. Matt, how are you? Good morning.
I'm great. Thanks so much, guys, for having me in. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, you know, this is an event every year that we like to get the word out about, because this is something that we are learning more about all the time. And it's one of those things where exponential advances are achieved with every little dollar and, hour of participation from people. Real differences are being made here on a very important problem in healthcare right now, and understanding this advanced disease.
Yeah, absolutely. And really what we've tried to do, and our foundation is exclusively about raising money for drug discovery for dementia. So there are a lot of really worthwhile organizations out there that offer support, care, basic research, but what we're trying to do is focus exclusively on drug discovery.
Mm-hmm.
And when you talk about dementia, the specific type of dementia that my father had that caused us to create this foundation was frontal temporal dementia. But the one that most people know about is Alzheimer's, which mm-hmm. is just a form of dementia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's what I was going to ask you, what the differences were.
Right, and there are a number of different types of dementia. Most of them are all related to protein deposits at a cellular level within the brain. So the research that's being conducted and the drug discovery that is possible and mm-hmm. hopefully in our near future would attack all those different types of dementia.
This is a little inside baseball, but just because I've read as much as I have about concussions and stuff, do you anticipate from what you've heard from doctors that you talk about the protein deposits on the cellular level, tau, T-A-U, is the protein that accumulates as a result of chronic head trauma. Do you anticipate that this may be able to tie in with that one day, or that there is a correlation between chronic head trauma and dementia?
Yes, it's actually a great question. It's interesting, Randy. Even at a personal level, it's something that my sister, Haley, who is the founder of this foundation, and I have struggled with, because my dad played football at Edgewood High School, for years, played back when you used to play both ways,
right?
You know, offense and defense, and back when in every practice you're banging your helmet against each other.
Right. Probably not the best helmets back then either.
Right, right. And so, you know, but you're absolutely right. And it is the drug discovery attacking that tau that we're driving towards.
Mm-hmm.
And our focus has been on two different tiers. We try, every year we accept applications from various scientists for up to a $50,000 donation. And then long term, we're trying to raise $1 million. This year, tomorrow night, actually, we're going to be excited to present our award for this year, which is going to an organization locally under the University of Pittsburgh known as PIND, which is the Pittsburgh Institute for Neurodegenerative Diseases, which would include dementia that mm-hmm. we are trying to attack, would also include ALS and Parkinson's disease. Because again, they're similar diseases.
I think everybody listening is affected in one way through someone in their family or friends circle. This is something that we've had a hard time getting a hold of, and advancement of drug development here is a big deal and an important and necessary step forward. So this event on Saturday night is a way to raise money and awareness for that very cause. The Clear Thoughts Foundation's role for a reason. It's at the J. Verno Studios in the South Side, which is a great location. Really cool. For those who haven't been there.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a Monte Carlo night, so there'll be a bunch of gambling games there that, you know, you'll get sort of pretend money that you can use to get some great prizes at the end of the night. You know, Bill, I know you're a big fan of Lee Trebasek. He's going to be there doing magic.
Oh, you know, that's great. Magic. You don't have him hanging upside down from anything, do you?
I think he just what he does now.
We tried to talk him into that sort of a pinata fundraiser. Yeah. We couldn't get him to go for it. And then also George Williams, a local artist, who does the art projects actually while you're there.
Oh, that's great.
We'll auction that off at the end of the night.
Good deal.
Yeah, so it's really a great event. Great.
All right,
food,
so there's going to be some celeb dealers, and is that what's going on there?
Yes.
Some local. I know I'm doing it early. I'll be there in the early part of the night from the beginning at 7:30. Who else is going to be there?
Bubba's going to be there.
Good deal.
Some folks from the Pirates are going to be there. Steve Blass had to cancel on us in the last minute, but he's been a great supporter of us over the years. Really is. Really is.
So. All right. Well, I'll see you there on Saturday night at J. Verno. And once again, for people who want to learn more about this, Matt, what's the website they can go to?
It's just www.clearthoughtsfoundation.org. And you can buy tickets to the event right online. You can make a donation right online. And you can learn all about us right online. It's, you know, one of those local charities. We're trying to really support the Pittsburgh community and anybody that's been impacted by dementia. I would really encourage you to visit our website. Check it out. Hopefully you can join us tomorrow night. Or if not, make an online donation and at least learn more about what we're doing.
See you there tomorrow night. I'll put it on Facebook, Twitter. Mike Steele, our intern producer here, will throw it on the DVE website, too. You can check it out at the Morning Show page if you want all the details. And we'll see you tomorrow night on the South Side.
Thank you very much. And I did just real quick want to thank my sister, Haley Jameson, whose energy and
passion she's tireless for
this is just amazing. And I also wanted to thank you guys, really, for all the work that you do for a variety of charities locally. It's really just amazing work, and it gives so much back to the community.
Necessary. That's Pittsburgh.
Right, no, it's our privilege. Yeah,
no doubt. All right, thanks so much, Matt. Matt Jameson from the Clear Thoughts Foundation, Roll for a Reason, the Monte Carlo Casino Night. Tomorrow, Jay Verno Studios on the South Side. I'll see
guys of Pittsburgh and ladies, of course. It's Bob from the X, and if your night out